you bribe the right politicians in the right order at the right time, you can trade the nuclear warheads for medicine, and it's not even a crime. $1 on clinical trials, $600 on making you dead. Your leaders aren't evil.
Hello again, Wishonia here. I'm from a planet also called Wishonia. We stopped having wars 4,297 years ago. Not because we evolved morally, we just did the math and realized that dead citizens don't pay taxes or invent things. I started watching Earth in 1945, when you split the atom. Atom comes from the Greek word meaning unable to be cut, so naturally, you cut it. We assumed you were trying to unlock unlimited free energy. Then we realized you were pointing it at each other. This chapter is the answer key to a test you haven't taken yet. How my planet works. On Wishonia, we don't have wars, ran the numbers, not profitable, disease, fixed them all, took about 50 of your years, death from old age, optional now, most people opt out, committees deciding who gets health care. We tried that. It went about as well as you'd expect. We do have AI-optimized resource allocation, maximizes marginal median happiness through wishocracy, treatments tested simultaneously, life expectancy of until you're bored, an economy where the profit motive and the survival motive are the same motive. You have the same atoms we had. The main difference is we stopped spending resources on explosion technology around the time you were still hitting each other with rocks. What the optimized world looks like. The three supers. Super well-being. Depression gets cured. Not managed with a monthly subscription to sadness pills. Cured. Precision therapies that actually work because you tested them on thousands of willing participants instead of 12 college students who needed beer money. Super longevity. Aging slows, then reverses. Death becomes optional. Death currently holds 2.3 stars on Yelp. Would not recommend, writes everyone. Super intelligence. AI optimized for maximize median health and happiness solves problems human scientists couldn't touch, not because humans are dumb, well, partly, but because the AI can run a billion simulations while you're still arguing about whether your coffee is good. Biology becomes software. Your body runs Body OS 12.3, updates every Tuesday. Robot lab assistants perform experiments 1,000 times faster than humans. They don't need lunch breaks, bathroom breaks, or existential crises. Drug companies design, synthesize, and validate new treatments over weekends. Today's body patches include cancer immunity, Alzheimer's prevention, perfect pitch, airplane food digestion, cryptocurrency comprehension, and jazz appreciation. Don't like your genetics? Change them. The only limits are imagination and noise ordinances. A day in the optimized life. Here's what Tuesday looks like when the three supers are normal. 6 a.m., you wake up naturally. Body OS 12.3 optimized your sleep. You feel excellent, no alarm needed. Your circadian rhythm works correctly for the first time in human history. 7 a.m. Breakfast. Outcome labels tell you exactly how each food affects your body. Dark chocolate improves cognitive function by 23%. You adjust your IQ to 80 for morning news, otherwise it's unwatchable, then 200 for work. 9 a.m., work on your passion project. Today, teaching dolphins to code. They're better than most boot camp graduates. Universal basic income, funded by the peace dividend, means you work because you want to, not because landlords exist. Your wishocracy allocation takes 3 seconds, 90% curing blindness, 10% curing baldness. 12 p.m., lunch with your friend who died last year. They got better. Your great-great-grandmother, 150, looks 25, joins via hologram from her Mars artist residency. Your dog is technically a minor deity. Nobody questions it. 2 p.m. Learn Mandarin via neural download. Takes 4 minutes. You already learned Spanish, French, and Klingon yesterday. Your AI reminds you about your 3 p.m. meeting. You missed it. Nobody cares. The project finished itself using swarm intelligence. 4 p.m. Annual health checkup. Nanobots scanned you while you slept. They found and eliminated a precancerous cell at 3 cells, not 3 billion. An AI ran a billion simulations on your genome because it was bored. Your gut bacteria got optimized to make you 15% funnier. Cost? $0. The peace dividend covers it, and nobody had to set up a GoFundMe. 6 p.m. Family dinner. Everyone's here because nobody dies anymore unless they want to, and that's between them and their therapist. Planning next week's body modifications. Daughter wants wings. Son wants gills. You're considering photosynthesis so you never have to cook again. 9 p.m. Upload today's experiences to collective consciousness. Download everyone else's. You've now lived 8 billion days in one day. Time is weird. Twitter is tolerable because everyone's right about everything simultaneously. This was the hardest problem to solve, harder than death. 10 p.m. Sleep in programmable dream suite. Tonight's dreams designed by Pixar, sponsored by nobody. Advertising died when scarcity did. Your body repairs itself, reverses aging, backs up your consciousness. Tomorrow, you might try being 25 again, or a dolphin. The dolphins say it's great. The diseases that stopped existing. Most cancers, detected at stage zero, eliminated immediately. The oncology wing of the hospital is now a trampoline park. Type 2 diabetes, prevented with personalized nutrition. Alzheimer's, caught 20 years before symptoms, reversed completely. Heart disease, arteries cleaned monthly like oil changes. Depression, precision therapies that actually work, not have you tried going for a walk. Aging. Still happens, but 40% slower. In the first generation after the treaty, death still exists, but you die at 150 after a good life, not at 75 from something that was fixable the whole time. Give it another generation, and die becomes a verb you use ironically. The peace dividend economy. Money still exists. It just flows toward things that don't explode. Low bar, but you'd be surprised how long it took you to clear it. Greed doesn't disappear. You're still human. It just starts wearing a lab coat. Annual global redirected funds. After the initial 1% treaty proved successful, nations gradually redirected more. From military budgets, $1.35 trillion. Economic growth from a healthy population, $3.5 trillion. Reduced healthcare costs, $2.8 trillion. Productivity gains from longevity, $4.1 trillion. Total annual peace dividend, $11.75 trillion. New wealth generated by the radical innovation of people not being sick or dead. Alive, healthy people are productive. Who knew? Everyone knew. For centuries, you just kept not doing it. Your corporate heroes. Same companies that made weapons now make life. Guidance systems, targeting algorithms, precision engineering, all very useful when the target is cancer instead of a village. Lockheed Martin Health. Cancer-detecting satellites spot tumors from orbit. Stock price, $12,000 per share, shareholders discover that alive customers buy more things. Raytheon Wellness. Missile guidance systems make excellent surgical robots. 50 million perfect surgeries performed. Zero villages destroyed. A personal best. Boston Dynamics. Robots help elderly walk. The dancing is still cute. Now therapeutic. Palantir Health Insights. Data analysis predicts disease outbreaks before they happen. Privacy protected, transparent, saves lives. Still creepy, but helpfully creepy, like a doctor who memorizes your schedule. Your new problems. You still have problems. They're just embarrassingly good problems. Longevity overflow. Too many healthy 100-year-olds want to work. Government crisis meetings about citizens being too productive and won't stop contributing to society. Education inflation. When you live to 150, universities offer century degrees. 100 years of education, finally enough time to finish a PhD. Purpose anxiety. When you're not worried about dying, you worry about meaning. Philosophy becomes fastest growing major. Philosophers are thrilled. This is the first time anyone has used philosophers and thrilled in the same sentence. These are luxury problems. You'll take them over cancer. The three supers complete. Super intelligence. Complete. Every human accesses all knowledge instantly. Debates end in nanoseconds because you can simulate all perspectives simultaneously. Arguments still happen, but now they're about interesting things.
Super longevity? Solved. Death is like moving to Ohio. Technically possible, but nobody does it voluntarily. Some choose to die for artistic reasons. They get better. Death sues for wrongful termination. Case dismissed. Super well-being. Suffering exists only in history classes. Students don't believe it was real. People felt bad without choosing to? That's insane. The last military on Earth, North Korea, obviously, finally disbands. They were defending against an enemy that stopped existing 40 years ago. The soldiers become interpretive dancers. They're surprisingly good. Your personal future. Health. Live to 150 plus or forever. Debug it, upgrade it, back it up. Family. You'll meet your great-great-great-grandchildren. Your dog is immortal and possibly telepathic. Purpose. With survival handled, you focus on what matters, creating universes, solving entropy, or perfecting the sandwich. The sandwich people are making real progress. What fixing health fixed? Nobody predicted this. I predicted this. Fixing health fixed everything else, like pulling one thread and the whole sweater of human misery unravels. Climate change. Solved the moment everyone realized they'd personally be alive to see the consequences. Amazing how much you care about sea levels when your beach house needs to last 150 years. Poverty. Global GDP tripled when you stopped losing productive years to preventable disease. It turns out the cure for poverty was curing everything else first. Education. When you live to 150, 20 years of education makes sense. Global literacy hit 99.9%. Innovation. Healthy brains think better. More breakthrough discoveries in 20 years than the previous 200. It's almost as if not poisoning your scientists improves their output. Peace. Hard to start a war when your citizens have 130 years of remaining life expectancy. A 150-year-old is significantly less keen on dying for a flag than an 18-year-old. Recruitment posters don't work on people who've already been 18 twice. Happiness. Not dying of preventable diseases makes people happier. I apologize for stating something so obvious, but given that you spent 4,000 years not acting on it, apparently it needed saying. Message from the future. Dear present you. This message comes from a world where your children live to 150, where cancer is as treatable as a cold, where depression has precise, effective treatments, where aging is a choice, not a sentence, where humanity collaborates instead of competing to see who can destroy things fastest. This world exists because you finally made one choice. You made healing people more profitable than killing them. Your great-great-great-grandchildren, who you'll meet, are grateful. P.S. The chocolate thing is real. For some genetics, it's medicine. Science is wonderful when you fund it. What comes after? You solved death, suffering, and scarcity. Now what?
Some humans explore galaxies. Some become pure consciousness. Some perfect the sandwich. The sandwich faction is the largest. This surprised no one. Your network of decentralized institutes of health still exists, but it ran out of diseases. It pivots to making reality more interesting. Today's project? Teaching gravity to be less clingy. Gravity is not cooperating. The universe notices you. It's impressed. You're invited to the Galactic Council. You bring potato salad. Everyone loves it. Potato salad saves the universe. You're still alive to see it because you followed the instructions in this book. Your two paths. You're at the fork. Path A, the dystopia. You spent trillions on death, got exactly what you paid for. Path B, Wishonia. You spent 1% on life. My planet chose path B 4,297 years ago. We're doing fine. The math is simple, even for humans, especially for humans, because you invented math and then refused to use it. While you read this chapter, over 2,000 people died of preventable diseases, 150,000 per day, or 104 per minute. They did not get a vote on which path you chose. There's no door C. Pick one. Wishonia, World Integrated System for High Efficiency Optimization, Networked Intelligence, and Allocation. Bring potato salad.
Thank you so much for taking the time to end war and disease. But if at any point you decide you're too busy, please share this with a friend who's got a free afternoon and have them end war and disease instead. And if you're too busy to even do that, the absolute least you could do is take 15 seconds to go to warondisease.org and tell us what fraction of humanity's resources should go to explosions versus clinical trials and vote on the 1% treaty. If the treaty passes, your vote will be personally to blame for saving 38.4 lives and preventing 6.9 million hours of suffering. Go to warondisease.org right now. Love you. Bye.